Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Neil in Ohio, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I was just wondering, your opinion, who do you think is better? Or who do you think is more with the dynasty of the Patriots now, you know, in the eighth Super Bowl? Who do you think was more involved or more into it, the Brady or Belichick?
Who deserves the credit? Oh, I think they both deserve credit. 9 Super Bowls, and I think they're like peanut butter and jelly, right? It's the greatest coach quarterback combination ever, and that's just all there is to it. And so here we go again. I mean, at some point you just get sick and tired of it, don't you? As a fan, I find that, listen, I respect them. What they've done is remarkable. It really is incredible. You can't deny it. You can't argue with it. You got nothing. You're just holding your, you know, D when you sit here and try to figure out why every single year we watch them in the Super Bowl. It is what it is. It's a dynasty like no other. It is unequaled in sports. The only thing that even remotely comes close to it is LeBron James going to 8 straight NBA finals, correct? So think about that. LeBron 8 straight. They're in 9 Super Bowls, not in a row, but it really is something else. And it's the old saying, Jimmy Johnson, if you don't like it, beat us. So no one can beat them, and no one does beat them. And so all we do every year is watch the same thing, the Patriots in the Super Bowl. It is an annual event. It's automatic. I mean, it is literally now. I mean, I'm at the point now where I seriously think no one has a chance in the AFC to make the Super Bowl anymore except them. As long as Brady's playing and as long as Belichick's on the sideline and Kraft's still healthy and owning the team, they're unbeatable. So they play 2 playoff games every year, and then they're in the Super Bowl. So they win the division. They get a bye. They win the divisional game easily. Everybody thinks they're going to lose because their fans don't believe in them. They're pathetic. They don't believe in them. And then they go out and kick ass and take names and go to Super Bowl, and then the same fans jump on a bandwagon and talk how, you know, badass they are. So you don't believe in them at all, and then they get there, and then all of a sudden now no one can beat them, right? Because that's exactly what you're like up there. And I've seen it every day, every year, over and over. It's automatic, the same thing every year. So here it is. There they are again in the Super Bowl. I'm not surprised because all they do is win. And frankly, the way I look at it right now, a week and a half out, I just think, you know, how do you beat them? How do you beat them twice in a row? Like the Eagles beat them. Now how does this team beat them? I just have this weird feeling they can't be beaten twice in a row in a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? I feel like they're the most dangerous team when you're talking about that.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.